Reports today that an American Marine being held captive in Iraq has been taken to a safe place. The Al Jazeera television network says the captors of Wasef Ali Hassoun made the move after he promised not to return to military duty. The report has not been verified. Meanwhile, in Hassoun's American hometown in Utah, family and neighbors wait and watch. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The quiet suburban neighborhood that is the American home of Wasef Ali Hassoun hums now with the generators of satellite TV trucks. American flags line the sidewalk, TV cameras line the street, and flowers and balloons pile up near the split-level house. Hassoun's brother and mother live here. His father and other brothers are in Lebanon. They've done most of the talking so far in what appears to be a strategy of emphasizing Lebanese and Muslim roots. The last thing the family wants, it seems, is to underscore Hassoun's American citizenship and Marine enlistment. That's despite the flags at the home, which were placed by well-meaning Boy Scouts. Watching from their porch, a few doors down and across the street, are neighbors Troy and Karen Oborn.
My thought was they're going to wait until the 4th of July to do something, because that's America's holiday.
It just brings a new perspective, you know, you're celebrating freedom, and this right now is just showing you that our guys over there are willing to give the final expense for our freedom, you know. It makes me proud to be an American.
Troy Oborn spent a few hours once talking to Hassoun about freedom and opportunity. That's why he said he came here, Oborn says. But the news from Iraq has been confusing when it comes to Corporal Hassoun. He was first reported missing, and the Marines assumed he was AWOL and headed back to Lebanon. Then Hassoun appeared in a video with a sword poised above his head and a threat of beheading. A statement this weekend said to be from a militant group claimed Hassoun had been killed. Another statement from another group claimed he was still alive. Now there's a statement saying Hassoun has been moved to a place of safety after promising not to return to the Marines. Through all the reports, Utah Muslims have gathered at a local mosque for prayer. Iqbar Hossein directs the Islamic Center of Utah. He was asked last week if Utah Muslims were trying to appeal to Iraqi militants directly on Hassoun's behalf.
Muslims don't like to beg to other human beings. The only entity that we beg to is God. And that's what we have been doing individually, at our family level, and here at the community level in the mosque. And I think that's the best plea that you can make.
Back in Hassoun's suburban Salt Lake City neighborhood, amid rumors, unconfirmed reports, and hope, the waiting continues. Howard Berkus, NPR News.